Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum Le'ilu Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. One last word of introduction to Az Yashir, the peak, the pinnacle of our Psuka de Zimra, so important we understand what it's about and we're moved by the experience of saying it. Among the reasons that this was a monumental event, the splitting of the sea and the miraculous crossing safely to the other side, the Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah, Chaf Gimel Dalad, that this was the first time ever that shira, that song, was sung. Miyom shabara kadosh baruch hu ha'olam v'ad she'amdu Yisrael al hayam, l'matzinu adam sh'amar shir la kadosh baruch hu el Yisrael. From the time the world was created until they stood on the bank of the other side of the sea, we had not found a person who sang shira to Hashem. Bara adam harishon v'la amar shira. Adam harishon, man was created. He didn't sing shira. Hitzil Avram mikivshan ha'esh. Avram miraculously escaped from the fiery furnace. Umin ha'malachim. And he survived the kings v'lo amar shira, but he didn't say shira. V'chein Yitzchak min ha'ma'achelas v'lo amar shira. Yitzchak walks away from the Akedah, no shira. V'chein Yaakov min ha'malach min Esav min anshei Shechem v'lo amar shira. Yaakov too survived many attempts to exterminate him. And while he was grateful and appreciative, he did not respond with shira. Kevan shebo Yisrael liyam v'nikra lehem. When the Jewish people got to the sea and it split, Miyad Amru Shir Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar, Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael. Az, then, at that moment, not before, not earlier, no precedent, Az, then and then only, was there a response with song. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty said, Lo Elu Hayisi Mitzapa. I've been waiting, I've been longing, I've been looking forward to hearing this song. What does it mean no one earlier said it? What does it mean they were the first to introduce it? And how are we meant to tap into it? What is Shira and why wasn't it said until then? Now again, it's important to understand because as we've mentioned several times, the Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadi Yal tells us, Kola'im Omer Shira Bichol Yom Zoche Va'omra La'olam Haba, which the Slonim Rebbe emphasized, Bichol Yom, it doesn't matter. A good day, a bad day, a happy day, a sad day, Bichol, no matter what the day brings, to find the capacity to say Shira. Perhaps the answer, and the thought I want to leave you with in today's snippet, can be found in the Mechilta, on the words Vayomru Lemor. They sang the Shira Vayomru, they said it Lemor, saying, what is the Shira meant to be likened to? What is it similar to? Rabbi Akiva says it's like Hallel. Just like Hallel are songs of praise and gratitude and recognition, so too Shira is a form of Hallel. Praise, gratitude, recognition. But Rabbi Nechemya has a difficult to understand position. He says, you know what the Shira is similar to? The Shira is like Shema. Shema. Shira is like Shema. The similarity of the Shira to Hallel, I understand. It's both praise. But how is it similar to Shema? And how is Shira different than Tefillah altogether? The answer is that Shira is the spontaneous expression of joy. It's the language of the heart, the song of the soul, the melody of the neshama. It's what you feel, not just what you articulate with your lips, but what you feel in your heart. When you more than simply acknowledge God's existence rationally, intellectually, cognitively, but when you feel His goodness, and you feel the meaning and purpose and order of the world, when everything comes together, that there is a reason, even if it's not a joyous reason, but when you have a sense of calm and confidence that you're not the victim of circumstance or of randomness, but rather the Ribono Shel Olam controls the world, then you spontaneously respond with a sense of Shira, the relief, the confidence, the joy of knowing that nothing that happens in your life, not that moment and not any other, that Bechol Yom, Hashem is involved, orchestrating from above. Shira goes far beyond the words that we recite. It's an experience that maybe only lasts for a fleeting moment. The words are just the vehicle to how we awaken our deepest thoughts, that how we're communicating what's in our mind. But what's we're really feeling when our soul is stirred to sing, that is the biggest expression of seeing, of recognizing, of accepting Hashem's role in our life. Some of the most moving Shira, in fact, doesn't have words. A niggun is not holding us back. It's not binding us, having to say the right words, articulate them correctly, get the cadence right. We're just moved by the song alone. And so perhaps what Rabbi Nechemya is teaching is that Shira is likened to Kabbalah Sol Malchut Shemayim. It's like Shema, because Shira erupts from a complete awareness of Hashem in our lives. It's not just the halal of the praise and the recognition of Hashem, but it's like Shema, Kabbalah Sol Malchut Shemayim. We are accepting and we are taking upon ourselves that all that Hashem does is good, that everything that Hashem does is for our good and is by design. The Avos may have praised and they may have thanked Hashem, but only at this moment on the other side of the sea when the Egyptians were behind them did the Jewish people have the complete picture in focus. Because life is like tiny dots on a canvas and they're often a blur. We're too close to them. But sometimes you have the opportunity to step back and to see the whole picture And then the moments like that, the painting comes in focus. And Bnei Yisrael had that opportunity. Everything that had happened to them until then, it suddenly came into focus. It made sense. The good and God were tangible. It wasn't random. It wasn't a string of events, even though there were ups and downs and it was a roller coaster. It was by design. There was a reason. The Shivcha Alayam, the lowly person, the unsophisticated person on the sea, saw what Yechezkel, the great Navi, unlike what the great Navi was able to perceive. This is the awareness that precipitates Shira. When we live our lives and we look at it with such that we say, B'chol Yom, every day, good or bad, happy or sad, challenging and difficult or easy and smooth, I'm going to respond with Shira. I'm going to look to feel your guiding hand. I'm going to look to feel your loving embrace. And I'm going to respond with a sense of Shira. I'm going to respond with an outburst of love. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Zohar that a person should experience a joy when you say Az Yashir daily, and you'll find your place in Olam Haba. And perhaps our challenge, our mission, our charge is when we get to the end of Psukei Dezimra. We've just had this conversation. We're learning about God through nature and through history. We're getting to know Him. We're getting to recognize how categorically different He is than we. We're concluding Psukei Dezimra with Az Yashir. It's a moment to pause and recognize some good in our lives, significant or negligible, but realize that whatever's happening in our life is by design. It's not coincidence. It's not random. We're not victims of chance. And when we realize that Hashem is guiding our lives in whatever way, to feel the relief, the goodness, the confidence, and to respond with a sense of Shira. The day that we feel this more than any is Shabbos. Shabbos celebrates Shira. Mizmor Shir, Liyom HaShabbos. Shabbos, we disconnect from the world, and we get a taste of the world to come, a place where we see Hashem undeniably, a place where we feel His presence and His guiding hand, and therefore it's Mizmor Shir. May we all be Zocha, may we merit to sing Az Yashir with a sense of joy and confidence, and in so doing, to merit our place in the world to come.